a cool little animated series, or just one short, about people who have, and they're living in beautiful nature, and they have very smart technology, but unlike anything we have today, just simple, but some mystical things, like stones they can make soft, and the way they shape their stones and their metals, and I mean, anyway, we just paint some, you know, kind of simple 2D animation, that's what I'm saying, and then what is revealed is how they later lose that, and their civilization crumble, and or some kind of Atlantis scenario. And then they're becoming, I don't know how to put this whole thing, but then it appears, at least anyway, in the end, or quite soon, that they are actually humans 10,000 years ago or something, 5,000 years ago, somewhere in between. And that's why they made these pyramids and fantastic buildings that we still find here and there on Earth. We kind of paint and imagine a civilization, how it could look back then. And then we can jump between those two timelines, where someone here and now looks back at, you know, going to a museum or reading books, maybe young kids or teenagers. Could be kids. Look back the way we think people were back then in the Stone Age and even further back, Ice Age, and how they really were, according to our version here. In other words, an alternative version on history. We never know, that kind of style. So we can jump between those two. It could be a little bit of Flintstone family or something, but one then, this two tiny one, a family back then, and how they function, you know, what is their daily, ordinary life, how they have magic there, they have shamans and magicians and all this that kind of knowledge. And maybe then, you know, as we find actually in old scriptures, there are those with magical powers who can do all kinds of things, make forms appear, and like magical weapons, such as the ones we read about in the Mahabharata. You know, we can build in all that old Indian and Asian or whatever of the world history there. And then we jump to now, and how these two look or imagine each other, you know, the people back then sit there looking up the sky, you know, the starry sky and little fire and nice clothes. Not Stone Age, but, you know, although we call them that now, but they just didn't need more because they only used that which they actually could produce with as little work as possible to last as long as possible. You know, they had a different way of looking at, or each object they made, this is even better, had a personality, a life, just as these old Japanese, whatever they are called, you see, you know, these living objects, 100 years old, and we can put this whole, all that into it. In other words, just faithfully paint or make a story about people living there in those ages based on what they themselves say about those ages, their old stories and chronicles and so on. So in this way, it's not just imagination, it is a version, presenting a version of history that could be possible. And you could call it the mythological culture, not in the sense that it didn't exist, but that it preserved its knowledge, its wisdom, in what we call mythology today. Stories. Beautiful, mystical, wondrous, wonderful stories from the days of yore. And they're still around, such as, you know, we continue there, Indian, Chinese, this and that. And this could be made into a series with the same figures each time, easy to produce, do the animation. And then the present time family was sitting here, as we often do, with this kind of pride, you know, of people back then, so primitive and so this and so that, they didn't understand anything what we have today. And we see around them this complex, blackish, dirty, poisonous world that they have built up. That is so crazy. And we see how they are living there and dealing with it. And we can make then this contrast with us, between those two, how they look at each other. You know, it's actually a good concept, I think, for an animated series or something.